You're listening to Sipping on Some Crime podcast, hosted by Aaron. This podcast covers sensitive and triggering subjects, explicit language, and mature content which may not be suitable for children. As always, all parties are innocent until proven guilty.
Today, I will be covering the case of Marcus Oubre. This is a TikTok episode, which means that you can view the TikTok, which will be linked in the show notes below. Hi, it's Erin with the Sipping on Some Crime podcast, and today I would like to take a moment to tell you about Marcus Oubre. And I was lucky enough to be joined by one of his loved ones, Siobhan, who not only came to tell us today about who Marcus is, but what we can do to help bring him home. Marcus was last seen August 23rd, 2023, at his local Walmart close to the LSU campus in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Marcus's 2006 white Honda Accord would later be found abandoned on the side of the road with no sign of Marcus, his wallet, or his cell phone. In sitting down with Siobhan today, our goal was to not only bring attention to Marcus's case everywhere, but particularly locally, because there might be someone who doesn't know that they have important information that could help bring Marcus home. So I know that you have a loved one that is missing, Marcus. Can you tell us about Marcus, who he is to you, and who he is to his family?
Marcus is my daughter's father, and Marcus is everything to his family. Like, Marcus was just an overall, he's a great guy. Helpful, smart, kind. There's just a few words that I can say to describe him, but there's so much more to him.
And how long has Marcus been missing?
Marcus has been missing since August 23rd of 2023.
And I know he has a daughter.
Yeah, we have a daughter. She's 14 now.
She's 14. And how is her life impacted by this every day? I'm sure it's very hard.
Naya, she missed her dad so much. All she talk about is the things that they did together. Because like Marcus, he's an amazing father. They bake together, they dance together, they cook together. They just overall had a great time together. And she really missed her dad so much.
Girl's daddy.
Oh, yes. And she's the only one.
Oh, that's awesome. You don't find a lot of girl dads these days that will get in and bake and sing and dance and, you know, sit at the tea parties with them and whatever they want to make their world magical. When Marcus disappeared, can you walk us through what you know about that day?
Okay, I really don't know much about what transpired, but what I do know is Marcus left the house between 9:30, 10 o'clock, and he went to Walmart. He was actually seen on video at Walmart. And after Walmart, we don't know what happened. We don't know.
It didn't seem like there was anybody following him, no weird interactions with anybody.
Not that I know of, but what I was told from his fiance was Marcus was having problems with some people at the job that he was working at. And, you know, he even sent a message to someone saying that the people at the job wanted him dead.
So there was definitely not odd behavior with him before his disappearance, but things in his life that were not normal. There was maybe some communication issues with work, definitely some threats. Now, were the police able to confirm any of those threats at all?
I'm not sure, because like I'm in a totally different state from Marcus, but I do know that they did reach out to the job where he was working at. What was said, I really don't know. So, you know, I can't confirm that part or deny it. I don't know.
That's hard, especially being a completely different state away with investigators and not being married to him and not being the next of kin. I'm sure the line of information is a little harder for you to get.
Yeah.
I noticed that they said they found his car. So yes, it's like he vanished from the parking lot, essentially, or the store, but they located his car, but his wallet and phone were gone, correct?
That's correct.
And those have not been recovered at all?
No, ma'am.
I wonder what they have in the Walmart security cameras and what investigators are seeing, but that's obviously not something they're making public. Like, they're not sharing his last image publicly at Walmart, but they're able to say they can confirm it, but for some reason they're not sharing it, but we don't know why.
Right, and that's true. They're not sharing the image, but I mean, they said that he was there.
And was his car found in a familiar area to him, somewhere that he had been multiple times or somewhere like he would normally go?
Well, it was, well, he's familiar with the area where the car was found. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So he could have met somebody, drove away on his own, but we don't know if he even drove away on his own because they're not sharing that piece of the puzzle for the public.
Correct.
Do you feel like investigators are working with the family and doing the best that they can in the situation? Or do you feel like a little pressure from everybody would help kind of move that forward?
I feel like if Marcus' case was brought to light and, you know, people would share his story and talk about what happened, I feel like we'll get more answers. The investigators, I feel like they're doing what they can do at the time, but I don't feel like they're giving us a lot of information that they are finding, because it's just a lot of things that we have questions about that's just not being answered. But I feel, well, we, you know, as the public, we can share his story, you know, bring awareness to his name so people would Google it and want to find out who Marcus Oubre is as a person.
Absolutely. And there might have been someone that saw something that has no clue they saw something.
Exactly.
Which is an important piece. And where he disappeared, is this where he's grown up or is this where he's lived for a few years? Like, how well is known is he in the area and as far as like friends and family in that area?
He has family like near the area. It's not where the car was found, but it's on route to where the car was found. So, I mean, he's very familiar. He didn't travel that road a lot. And that's why it's so suspicious, because it's the road that he's familiar with, you know?
Right. Right. And I'm sure it's his neighborhood Walmart that he shops at, that he would have stopped at. So in that neighborhood, do you feel like that neighborhood has awareness that there is this missing person that needs attention to? Do you feel like that locally that has that attention?
No, ma'am, I don't. I really don't.
How are you able to get any help from the public if the public doesn't know they need to help?
Exactly. And that's the problem. Like, but I must say, you know, his family and I, we've been telling his story, sharing his story. Also, Angel on TikTok, as well as 3 a.m. Forensics, Reels, all of them people, Black and Missing Foundation, Light the Way Foundation, they have been sharing his story. And I so, as well as the family, really appreciate it.
Right. And that's how Light the Way, that's how I even knew who Marcus was. So I'm very grateful that they're out doing the work that they do. They do amazing work. And that's what it is. It's, we say all the time, so many people are missing and it's so unfortunate and heartbreaking. And as a family, it almost feels like you have to be the loudest shouting one in the room to be heard.
Yes, ma'am. That's true.
So we definitely, that's what I'm hoping we can do today, is it brings some more people your direction, just to, if they take just a moment to look at Marcus's face, read the quick details. You have a great missing poster that breaks it down very simplistically. I mean, it's done so well. You get all the information in a snapshot. If the viewers and listeners and Twitter and TikTok and Instagram can just keep even just sharing that piece, I think you're going to continue to hopefully get a little army behind you that'll keep rallying and help you.
That'd be great.
Yes. So as you know, just in general, what can we do as the average, you know, advocate or the listener? What can we do to help?
We can make videos telling his story. We can share a flyer. We can hashtag his name. Like, something that simple can bring awareness to the case. And you never know who it can reach. And you never know who it can, you know, bring back memories to. Hey, maybe I seen this car on this road. Maybe I seen this man that day. So we can just share and keep his name relevant.
Absolutely. Because, yeah, I know I see when cars are stopped on the side of the road, and if someone's getting out of it or someone's getting in it. I mean, this is, we're talking about a highway that this car was found on, correct?
All right.
Okay, so there had to have been traffic passing by. Somebody might not even know that they saw someone standing at the vehicle with him, or he was by himself and walked off. Like, we have no clue, but I guarantee a passerby probably saw something.
Yeah.
That's the frustrating part. It's so frustrating. Definitely, we can keep making videos. We can keep making flyers and, you know, continue to work with Light the Way. And as you get any more information or anything changes, just reach out and we can alter whatever we need to do. And we'll just keep pushing and we'll bring Marcus home to his baby because it's time.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you so much.
Of course. Absolutely.
Thank you for taking the time to get to know Marcus today. And I will be making sure that all of the social media that Shawan is using to get Marcus's face out there will be added in the links below. Please go follow and show some love and support. And don't forget, every time you see those missing and murdered posts on social media, to hit like, share, and retweet. Every time we share a face, we get closer to solving a case. Until next time.